There's been a long-running battle over how to renovate the grounds of the Alamo, the state's most recognizable landmark and one of its most visited tourist destinations. Various Alamo master plans have been proposed over the last few decades and have failed, but the latest master plan is close to becoming a reality. It goes before the San Antonio City Council Thursday after 3 years of community input and revisions. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports.
I'm standing in front of the Alamo. The plaza is busy with a few dozen tourists. An unofficial tour guide is walking people around the plaza. Every year, about 1.5 million people come to learn about its history. Right here is where the Battle of the Alamo took place in 1836.
For, I think, many Texans and many Americans and many Westerners, what it represents is a last stand in the defense of liberty.
That's Bruce Winders, official historian for the Alamo. The Alamo grounds were surrounded by the army of Mexican General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. About 200 or so Alamo defenders would be killed. The cry, "Remember the Alamo," would be shouted at the Battle of San Jacinto 2 months later, where Texas won its independence from Mexico.
What the Battle of the Alamo and what Remember the Alamo sums up, not just for Texas, but for the world, is that it becomes a rallying cry or a battle cry. And those can be very important. They change history.
Along Alamo Plaza are state historical markers and recently added temporary painted markers that say known burial grounds. There are also markings where the Alamo walls used to be. And then there are things that maybe don't fit this scene. Like across the street, there's a Ripley's Haunted Adventure and Tomb Raider 3D. Nearby, there's a shopping mall, a historic hotel, souvenir shops. Traffic, like a double-decker tour bus, zooms down Alamo Street alongside horse-drawn carriages. The city and the state want this picture to look a little different.
We're going to reveal more history at Alamo Plaza.
San Antonio's District 1 Councilman Roberto Trevino is chair of the Alamo Citizens Advisory Committee. It's one of several groups created by the Texas General Land Office and the city to draft the Alamo Master Plan.
At the heart of this is to create a better understanding of what is out here.
Major parts of the plan call for closing streets around Alamo Plaza and converting them into pedestrian walkways. The plan would alter the plaza to create more space for historical demonstrations and ceremonies. It would create a museum. It would also restore the Alamo Church and Long Barracks and create formal points of entry to the plaza. The plan has been signed off by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, Land Commissioner George P. Bush, several committees, and now awaits approval from the City Council.
For the first time ever, we're taking things that have just existed around here and putting it together in a plan. It's never been done before.
Though there have been attempts by either the city or the previous Alamo caretakers, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. Brian Preston is a spokesman for the Texas General Land Office.
There were times, like in 1979, when the Daughters had a master plan that they were working on. And then if you go to the 80s, 87, for instance, and 94, the city worked on master plans that didn't really include the Daughters.
The state owns the Alamo grounds, and the city of San Antonio owns Alamo Plaza, which is in front of the Alamo's church. A lease agreement in the plan would allow the state to oversee both properties for 100 years. Preston says a combined footprint would allow for better storytelling beyond the 1836 battle.
So this is the first one that unites the city and the state, and it's the first one that's gotten this far. So this is our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get this right.
The 2018 plan has gone under multiple revisions after public opposition. A plan to put glass walls around the plaza was removed. The most controversial aspect of the plan that remains is moving the historic cenotaph to another part of the plaza. It currently sits on what was the battleground. Bruce Winders says it's a monument to the defenders of the Alamo.
And it has the names of the defenders, has a representation of Columbia, has the representation of the spirit of sacrifice on it.
Opponents like Brandon Burkhart of the group This Is Texas Freedom Force said at a recent public meeting moving it would be a disgrace.
The cenotaph needs to sit where the blood soaked the ground of the defenders.
The final city approval for the plan now rests in the hands of the San Antonio City Council today. Next, parts of the plan will need approval from the Texas Historical Commission. If all approvals go forward, the goal is to have the renovations done by 2024, in time for the Alamo's 300th anniversary. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.